That's a particular bird.
Yeah.
Right. You ever heard any general term that people might use to apply to any sort of dog like that? You know, regardless of whether it's, they wouldn't say specifically Chihuahua or whatever. That's just a little. Not familiar with that. You ever heard people use the word feist that way? That's just a little feist dog, you know, because you're a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
We're talking about dogs. If you were warning somebody about a particularly vicious dog, you might say to them, you better watch him. He might
bite you.
Because yesterday
he bit.
And
he has bitten.
Farm animals. Say the male animal in a herd of cattle, you call him.
That's the bull.
You ever heard any, say, according to the situation, I don't know about nowadays, but used to, you have any idea, say, if you were in mixed company, if there were women present, and that subject came up, whether you might use some other word besides that in referring to that animal?
Besides a bull?
Yeah. You ever heard of that?
I've never heard it, no.
You ever heard any farmers use special words for that? Any special terms for a bull that a farmer might be more likely to use? Just
a bull.
Yeah. And again, long time ago, you don't see this much anymore, but farmers used to plow with animals.
Mm-hmm.
The animals that they used, you called them, they were usually
mules.
Anything besides that might have been used a long time ago, they kind of resemble bulls.
Oxen. They may have used oxen at home, I don't know that they did.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a mule, say, if you had two of them together, you'd say you were flying with a
pair.
Pair of mules.
Mm-hmm.
What about the oxen? Would you say the same thing? You were flying with a
probably a pair.
Pair of oxen. Have you ever heard people say something like a yoke of oxen or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And again, talking about cattle, you call a little one. That would be
a calf.
Or say if you had a cow by the name of Daisy,
mm-hmm.
and Daisy was expecting a calf, you'd say that Daisy's going to
give birth. Or going to calf.
Going to calf.
Yeah.
I see. Have you ever heard something like, she's going to freshen or come fresh to mean that?
No.
The animal that, you mentioned, I don't know if you did or not. The animal that, you know, at the Kentucky Derby, they race.
A horse.
Mm-hmm. And the plural of that is?
Horses.
Yeah. What do you call the male horse?
He's a stallion.
Heard him called anything besides stallion?
A stud.
Now what about that word, if it came up in mixed company, would anything be likely to be substituted, or you just go ahead and say stud?
I don't know.
What about I'll ask you about the male horse. What about the female?
The female's a mare.
Called a mare. Okay.
Or a filly.
Means same thing.
Filly is younger than a mare. I think a mare is after she's been bred.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say you do? You get on the horse and you begin to
ride.
In the past of that, yesterday I
rode
and I have
ridden.
Or if somebody couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say that he fell.
He fell off.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a child woke up in the morning and he was there on the floor beside his bed, you might say to himself, well, goodness, during the night I must have
rolled off.
And again, getting back to horses, the things on the bottom of their feet that, you know, protect them, you call
the
them
shoes, horseshoes.
Horses.